This is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia, coming to you from Austin, Texas. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's an Academy Award winner. He is so good at acting, he created a one-man pop culture renaissance. Please welcome Matthew McConaughey.
Check the mic. Could you hear me on the mic?
I got to tell you, it's the first time I've had a minister of culture on the show.
Me too.
So yeah, you are UT Athletics Minister of Culture. How long has this been happening now?
Well, I guess it became legit about 5 months ago, 6 months ago.
Brand new. Okay, so what does this honor...
What does it mean?
What are you doing with it?
Good question. Culture. My greatest educator. Living in Austin, I wanted to invest in the town that I'm living in, the town that me and my family call home, invest in the university that I graduated from. And for me, the best I can explain, it's about aligning values and bridging certain relationships. It's my hope that the university becomes more of the backyard for the city of Austin. It's my hope that the city of Austin becomes more of the backyard for the University of Texas. And so, And Austin, the city of Austin, as we all know, we're going through a little adolescence right now. Which is great.
It's changing.
But it's changing, it's growing. So how do we preserve the core? How do we preserve our DNA of everything we love about this great city, but still embrace progress?
Yeah. You went to UT Austin.
I did.
I read that actually when you were in college, you were approached by an agent for hand modeling work.
Yes. That's a great story. My first. Yes. So, I think I was a sophomore, maybe I was a junior in college looking for a little extra cash. I was a waiter down at Catfish Station on 6th Street. Anyone remember that? Great blues and jazz joint. And I always bit my nails. And this agent goes, you know, you have really, really nice looking hands. And I was like, oh, wow, thanks. And she goes, you know, maybe you could make a little money with that. I was like, really? How's that? There's a hand modeling job. I could send you out to go audition. And she looked at my hand. She goes, but you ain't got to let those nails grow a little quicker. So she gave me 2 weeks. I haven't chewed my nails since. Commerce and vanity. I quit chewing my nails. I got the hand modeling job.
You did?
Made like $300. Yeah.
Okay, so you got the hand. You did one hand modeling job.
That's the only one I've ever had. I'm still available.
And of course, it's impossible to not associate you with one of the most quoted phrases in pop culture.
All right. Does anyone in here know the story about where that came from? Check this out. So as most of you know, I go to the right bar the right night here in Austin, Texas. Bartender. He says, there's a guy at the end of the bar producing a film. I go down and introduce myself. 4 hours later, we get kicked out of this so said bar. On the way home in the cab, he says, you ever done any acting? I said, well, I did a hand modeling job. And he goes, well, you might be right for this part. I'm in town doing this film. It's called Days Confused. There's this guy, David Wooderson. Come down tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m. and pick up this script. I come back, I read, I get the job. Linklater's shooting on set. They're shooting another scene. I come out of the trailer, looks at me, comes up laughing. This is great. This is Wooderson. Yeah, great. And he goes, say, man, he goes, you know, Wooderson, he's a guy who's probably been with the typical hot girls, you know, the cheerleader and stuff, blah, blah, blah. But you think he'd be go after the redheaded intellectual? And I go, give me 30 minutes. So I start telling myself in my head, who is my man? Who's Wooderson? What am I about? And I go, all right, I'm about my car. And I go, well, I'm in my 70 Chevelle. There's one. I said, I'm about rock and roll. I said, Nugent's in the 8-track, Stranglehold. There's two. I said, I'm about getting high. I said, oh, Slater's riding shotgun. He's always got a good doobie rolled up. There's three. And as soon as I say that to myself in my head, I hear action. And I tell myself, the fourth thing Wooderson's about is picking up chicks. Put it in drive. In my head, I said, I got three out of four. All right, all right, all right. And I didn't know if that was going to be my one day at work, a summer hobby. And that was in 1992, so we're talking 27 years ago. So yeah. People always ask, hey, do you get tired of people saying that? I said, hell no, man. That's the first three words I said. And I was getting a check for $320 a day. People were saying, can you come back tomorrow? And I was like, can I get away with it again?
Yeah.
And now it's turned out to be a career I love. And that was the first three words I ever said. Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, you go from Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine in 2005.
Yes.
To Critics' Darling, when you come back in the most epic fashion. Magic Mike 2012, Wolf of Wall Street 2013, Dallas Buyers Club 2013, True Detective 2014. Yeah. I mean, did you intentionally push to work with Martin Scorsese and Chris Nolan and Steve Soderbergh? And
here's what I did. So I guess it was right around after Lincoln Lawyer. The only things that were really coming at me at that time were romantic comedies. What I had to do was I said, I'm going to not do what I've been doing. Mm. And I remember going, I don't know how long this is going to be a dry spell. I go to my wife, I go, I may not get work for a while, and you know I get a little wobbly. And she goes, I got your back, stick to it. So what happens after 20 months or so, William Friedkin called first for Killer Joe. Mm-hmm. But then Soderbergh called. Soderbergh had never called me before. Dallas Buyers Club I had for a while. I had held on to that for years because I was trying to get it made, but nobody at that time would make it. A lot of people liked the script, but they said, I'm not going to make it with McConaughey. And then True Detective came along the way. Then, you know, just went on a run. And I think what happened is in that time away, I unbranded. I didn't rebrand. And then all of a sudden I became a new, hey, you know, it would be an interesting, good idea, McConaughey. Which if I wouldn't have taken that time off and said no and outlasted Hollywood and said, Hollywood got the signal. He's right. Not doing those other films we're offering. I don't care how much money we put to it.
Right. And I mean, yeah. It's always a risk, right? It's always a risk. And to top it all off, you're now teaching a class at UT called Advanced Producing, Script to Screen.
Yes.
So you were a visiting professor at the school for a few years.
About four years.
And now full professor.
Full professor.
It's a lot of work.
It's another, to go back to the earlier question about the MOC, it's another way. I mean, I'm enjoying investing in things that are legacy for me and my family. And this is a class that for 12 years, I had the idea, and it was a class I was like, oh, when I was in film school, I wish I would have had that class.
What's within it that you wish
you
had had?
Script to screen, what I noticed after 27 years of making films is the final product that you see on screen is so different from the original script.
Sure.
And the emanations that script goes through is quite the journey. And so I go to what films I go work on, and I go to the producer and director and said, listen, would you share the information? I've got a class, there's 35 serious film students. Or we will take them chronologically through the scripts all the way up to the final film. And they will see the differences. And it's hopefully just prepares these younger students and storytellers to understand that there is a magic to the process.
Do the students refer to you as Professor McConaughey?
A lot of them do.
Yeah!
Professor McConaughey.
That's awesome. Yay. That's great.
Howdy, howdy.
All right, Professor McConaughey, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
I'm going to find out.
I think so.
Come on.
Before the show, we were told that you'd be into a quiz about college mascots.
Let's try it. College mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you into college mascots? Do you know them?
Not really.
All right,
we'll
no
see.
Problem. All of these questions are multiple choice. And if you do well enough, Caitlin Rothelli from Austin, Texas will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube.
All right.
For about 100 years, UT Austin's mascot has been a live Texas Longhorn steer named Bevo. What unfortunate fate befell the original Bevo? A, his enclosure was left open and he ran away, never to be seen again. B, he was accidentally tackled at a football game. C, he was barbecued and served at a team banquet.
A, B, or C? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, ran away.
Which one is it?
Got ran over or got eaten?
Mm-hmm.
C!
It is true. He was barbecued and served at a team banquet.
Cannibalized.
Yep. Apparently, he was not really beloved, and they thought it was really just too much to take care of him, so they fattened him up and ate him.
All right.
So, Ohio State mascot is Brutus. He's mostly human, except he has what for a head? A, a football, B, a Buckeye, or C, a diorama of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, yeah. B.
Buckeye is correct.
Two for two.
That's right. Ohio is the Buckeye State. Buckeyes are hard, brown, poisonous seeds. Which of these nicknames did the Nebraska Cornhuskers go by in the 1800s? A, the Bug Eaters. B, the Flyovers. C, the Buffaloes.
I got A's and B's. The Bug Eaters, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bug Eaters.
Bug Eaters is correct, yeah.
Bug Eaters!
It's because the state has a lot of bug-eating bats. All right, here's your last one. What do the mascots of Wichita State, Syracuse University, and Scottsdale's Community College in Arizona all have in common? Their mascots are A, all extinct animal species, B, they're all space objects, or C, they're all agricultural products.
The Syracuse orange? Yes, C.
That's right, yeah, the Syracuse orange, you're right. Syracuse has Otto the
Who's
orange.
Who's Scottsdale?
Scottsdale has Artie the fighting artichoke.
And Wichita State is?
It has a muscular bundle of wheat called the Wooshock.
Wheat, oranges.
And artichokes.
And artichokes, eh?
That's right.
Put that on your menu.
Matthew,
4 for 4, thank you.
Yeah, 4 for 4. Congratulations, Matthew. You and listener Caitlin Rothelli won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
All right, Caitlin.
Matthew will be back later in the show to play another game, but right now, give it up for Matthew McConaughey. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.